Classic Albums Live coming to town, Huntington Event Park, this Saturday night. They'll be performing CCR's greatest hits album, Chronicles. On the phone with me right now, lead singer Nick Walsh.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
It's going great here, Nick. Tell me, what's the difference between Classic Albums Live and your typical cover band? Let's get this out of the way quick.
Well, generally speaking, you know, most quote-unquote tribute acts not only play the music, but they also try to put on the show looking like the performers themselves, or the artists, rather. We're not like that. In the words of the founder of Classic Albums Live, Craig Martin, we're more like the modern symphony. Keep in mind, what we do is we're trying to recreate the songs as they were recorded in the studio, not the typical live performance that you would see. So, for example, for the layman who doesn't really know much about the recording studio process, there's something called overdubbing, which basically means that you can layer upon layer upon layer of instruments and so forth. And, you know, depending what band we are doing, or excuse me, what album we are doing, sometimes if the band, the original band, had four players in the group, we might need eight or nine people on stage to recreate the album note for note because there was other instruments and or overdubs recorded on the record. So, for example, when we do the Led Zeppelin show, well, everybody knows Led Zeppelin was a four-piece, right, and Jimmy Page was the only guitar player, but in the studio he used to layer and layer and layer. So, you know, I just got back from Florida a couple of days ago doing Led Zeppelin 4, and we had three guitar players on stage for that. So it's all about the sound, and that's what makes us different from your average tribute or cover band.
Now, before joining Classic Albums Live, you have a pretty interesting history yourself. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your past, where you've been, what you've done.
Well, the main thing that I'm recognized from is an old hard rock band from the 90s that had some success on MTV and so forth called Slick Toxic. I toured throughout the U.S. I mean, I played in Michigan, I played in Grand Rapids, I played in Detroit, I've played all over the United States. And we're talking, you know, 20-odd years ago. And I was fortunate enough to join the guys at Classic Albums Live a few years back. And, you know, I've done countless shows. I sing the CCR show. I do the Led Zeppelin show. Last year I had a great run doing the music of David Bowie. So, you know, fortunately for me, I'm versatile as far as my voice is concerned. And it's great to be able to shake it up and do all sorts of different material. And that's always a challenge.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Nick Walsh, lead singer of Classic Albums Live. They're in town at the Huntington Event Park this Saturday night performing CCR's greatest hits album, Chronicles, in its entirety, showtime at 7:30 p.m. Now, Classic Albums Live, you just talked about Led Zeppelin, David Bowie, and CCR. What is it like to have to step in there and replicate, actually, three very uniquely different singers?
Well, again, it's a challenge. It's a lot of fun. I get to, you know, find different aspects. For me as a singer, it's really wild that I get to find different aspects of my voice that perhaps I may not have ever even tapped into. You know, much like let's use a comedian or somebody that does different voices and trying different voices, cartoon voices or whatever. Well, it's kind of the same as a singer. You know, obviously I have a vocal technique, and everybody that I'm mimicking or covering has a different sort of technique. And for me, it's like, you know, stepping into a different role, and it's just a lot of fun. I mean, sometimes it's a lot of hard work, and sometimes it comes natural, so...
The comparison to an actor, I can understand that, but I'm looking at these three different bands and how uniquely different each of those singers are, and also legendary all in their own right. And to have to step up and be able to do all of that, obviously not on the same night. Do you have a favorite of what you prefer to do?
Well, you know, I always think about this. when I do the Zeppelin, I think that's probably closer to what I would do coming from a really hard rock and background, utilizing my range from the lows to the highs. But I didn't realize how naturally the Bowie show would come to me, and I wasn't very familiar with the album that we had did last year, which is The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. And, you know, when I first heard it, I mean, everybody knows Suffragette City or the song Ziggy Stardust, but when I first heard the record, I was kind of baffled, scratching my head, like, what is this? I've never heard this before. And it took a lot of listens to sort of get into it. And once I got into it, it was like an earworm. I just couldn't get it out of my head. So I really enjoyed the Bowie show only because I had the fortune of being on stage with 10 musicians. We had a violinist, a cellist, a guy that played saxophone and flute, a keyboardist, like really, really big band. And it's the first time for me, again, especially coming from like a hard rock and background where it's normally two guitars, bass, and drums, to step up fronting a band that, you know, has strings and brass and stuff. It was really cool, really cool. But as I said, the Zeppelin thing is probably the most natural one for me. So
okay.
I can't really say I have a favorite, but I'll tell you what, the CCR show is fantastic because these songs are like the soundtrack of everybody's life. You realize that CCR never really had a number one hit, but they had lots of songs that were on the hit parade, you know?
Yeah.
And when we bring these songs out off of Chronicles, everybody's like gets up and dances usually.
Well, you know, you look at the body of work and the songwriting of John Fogerty, not to mention what a stellar vocalist John Fogerty
is. Oh, yeah.
Even to this day.
Oh, yeah.
So to step in there and be able to recreate all of the musical nuances, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. It's a real challenge, but it's something that we at Classic Albums Live thrive on. And to be honest with you, most of the Classic Albums Live musicians are, you know, really, really geeky when it comes to this stuff. Like when we're traveling, even if Classic Albums Live have done a show 25 times, 30 times, we're still finding little ways to pick it apart and, oh, did you hear this little, I noticed this little thing when I was listening to it in the headphones, and then adding that to it, just every little nuance and detail, you know, we really, really put under the microscope and try to recreate.
Again, that's Classic Albums Live performing CCR's Greatest Hits album, Chronicles. That's coming up this Saturday night at the Huntington Event Park in downtown Saginaw. Tickets available at the Dow Event Center box office or at the gate night of the show. Nick Walsh, lead singer, thank you for taking some time to talk with us today. We do appreciate
it. Hey, thank you. Thank you very much for the support, man, and we hope to see you at the gig.
Okay, we'll see you Saturday night.
Great. Thanks a lot, Tim.